DHS Secretary Kristi Noem tours El Salvador prison for deported gang members. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 26, 2025. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Kristi Noem toured a prison in El Salvador where hundreds of deported alleged gang members associated with Tren de Aragua, TA, and MS-13 are being held. In a video on X, Noem thanked El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele and the country of El Salvador for their partnership with the United States to house deported gang members in El Salvador's terrorism confinement center. Noem also warned illegal aliens from entering the U.S. illegally, noting that they will be removed and prosecuted. "I'm here at Scott today and visiting this facility," Noem said. "First of all, I want to thank El Salvador and their president for their partnership with the United States of America to bring our terrorists here and to incarcerate them and have consequences for the violence that they have perpetuated in our communities. I also want everybody to know, if you come to our country illegally, this is one of the consequences you can face," Noem added. "First of all, do not come to our country illegally. You will be removed and you will be prosecuted." In February, Secretary of State Marco Rubio revealed that Bukele had agreed to accept illegal aliens being deported from the U.S. Rubio also added that Bukele had offered to accept convicted American criminals currently serving their sentences in the U.S. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that after President Donald Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act, more than 250 gang members were loaded onto deportation flights to San Salvador, the capital of El Salvador, under the terms of a deal made with Bukele in which the U.S. pays the country to take foreign criminals.